The main opposition to the power lines comes from WireSafe Wisconsin, a citizens group in Madison's northern suburb of Wanakee. But spokeswoman Robin Stern says her group isn't only worried about the power line planned for her community. She's pushing for an advisory referendum on the county's November ballot, demanding an independent study of the need for both of the new lines. She says the American Transmission Company that plans to build them has too much clout with the Public Service Commission, and citizens need to be heard.
What this referendum does is say to the powers that be who aren't in the PSC, look, the people think our own good is not what ATC thinks, and you better start taking control of this situation, because it's not right to have a for-profit monopoly running this state, and that's what's happening.
Stern says the power line company is ignoring the possibilities for upgrading the existing lines to carry more power and dismissing conservation measures that might make the line unnecessary. But ATC spokesman Mark Williamson says neither of those approaches would address the power demands created by residential growth in the Madison suburbs.
Every indicator is that we're going to still continue to enjoy robust economic times here in Dane County, and we have to be able to meet that. Conservation just isn't going to cut it.
Williamson also says there's no need for the referendum on an independent study of the area's power needs. He says that's what the Public Service Commission is set up to do.
People will get what they want, whether they have a referendum or not. They're going to get, the government's going to take a hard look at this before anything happens.
The county board will vote next week on whether to put the referendum on the ballot. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.